Morning brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church, and I get to talk with, Dylan Everett and also Lauren Green in from Bartles Hills Symphony Orchestra, and Valentine's Day concert coming up. I believe the overall Love on Stage is the theme for the concert. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. Love on Stage. That's what we have for people, and that's hopefully should attract a certain segment of the population.
It's going to be a great date, and you can start it out early with some great food and then feed your ears.
Well, we do have a fun concert. We've never done this type of a concert before, Charlie, and usually we have a concert in January in the midst of winter, and now we're into balmy February, and we're going to try a Valentine's concert this year. It's this Saturday evening, February 13th, which is great timing, and it's going to be music just about romance. It's pop's music, pop songs, some movie themes, a few light classical pieces that have to do with romance and love, and we have some soloists, and it's just a whole variety of great music that's going to be great for the whole family.
And actually, I need to preface this because you get to actually put the baton down for a little bit and sit for a change during part of the concert.
Well, I'm going to. This is a sort of a rare occasion, but I'm not exactly sitting. I guess I'm sitting when I do it, but yes.
I say you will be seated because
I will be seated.
Because the cello is not a stand up and play it instrument.
Yes, among the various soloists we have will be one cello player / conductor who will be playing a familiar piece. It's a beautiful arrangement for violin solo and cello solo and a harp with lush string accompaniment. It's Send in the Clowns. And appropriately, they send in one of the biggest ones, the conductor, to play the cello.
Sans makeup, anyway. So, it's a great song, and of course, another from a Broadway show.
Right.
And you get to hit some of the hits of Broadway, and you and I were talking about how sometimes the hits from Broadway, the classical, though not classical, the standards of theater or whatever, got a lot of airplay, particularly in the 50s and 60s.
They really did. It was interesting how a lot of the hits from musicals back in that golden age went on to become great top 40, as it were, hits.
I found one over the weekend that I will bring up. The Beatles did not make it to number one with Let It Be in Britain. When that song, they made it to number two. Number one was Lee Marvin, who could not sing for all practical purposes, with his original cast recording from I Was Born Under a Wandering Star from Paint Your Wagon.
That's crazy.
It beat out the Beatles in Britain.
That's crazy.
Going back there. Yeah.
But more often, you know, what we found here in this country was just that once there was a hit musical tune, then every recording star would make a cover of it, from Frank Sinatra all the way down to the local people. Mm-hmm. And so you have any number of recordings. Well, we've got a lot of those that may have been from movies, long-forgotten movies or whatever, but some great pop tunes. It's Only a Paper Moon, Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. Mm-hmm. When I Fall in Love. I challenge you to say what musical When I Fall in Love is from. I don't even, maybe it's a movie. I don't know. It's on the music, but
Nat
I never
King Cole, I believe,
It's from a something called Small Wonder.
Oh, yeah, not familiar with that show.
No, anyway, but these tunes, they're sort of iconic in our culture. You know, it's really, I had an interesting challenge in putting this program together, because when you say, let's do a program of love songs, well, where do you begin? I mean, almost every piece of music is about love in some fashion.
Where do you cut it off?
I mean, But the bigger challenge, though, other than paring down the list, was that a lot of them are sort of the same nature. They're sort of mushy and romantic and slow. And so we wanted to find a variety of pieces on this program that would really make a great concert. And I think we've done it with just a lot of neat stuff.
Yes, and of course featuring several soloists along the way, not only including...
Well, yes, I just do about 2 minutes of work, but we have a singer coming with us for the first time, Elizabeth Montgomery, who grew up in northeastern Oklahoma.
She was not on the TV show Bewitched, right?
No. You've actually got two dead movie stars on this concert.
Lauren Green and Elizabeth Montgomery, I don't know.
Well, now you also have in the past had a female Lauren Green.
Well, that's true, and she's still alive, I might add. And then we also have our great principal trumpet, Stephen Goforth, who's a favorite of local audiences, and he'll be doing a few jazz tunes, Embraceable You and Body and Soul, and the great Harry James hit, You Made Me Love You. He'll be doing those with the orchestra as well. So just a whole variety show, really. It's great.
And talking about some of the other one hits, I mean, you're going back to, the early to mid-40s with the Nightingale sang in Berkeley Square?
That's such a lush thing.
Glenn Miller, probably the best, most familiar recording on that one.
Yeah, you know, and the one I, quote, grew up with was the one back in the 80s. I guess I was done growing at that point. But still, the Manhattan Transfer did such a great a cappella rendition of that tune.
Yeah.
So we have one very in that similar style of just tight, lush harmonies and really romantic. Wow. We also have a couple of movie love themes too. One from 2 Weeks Notice. I have done a blank on the movie star, but Hugh Grant, and it doesn't matter.
I'll think of it in a moment now.
When you get a mental block, it's contagious.
It is.
And then another one from Forever Young is, interestingly, a Mel Gibson romance, which doesn't seem quite right, but just gorgeous music by Jerry Goldsmith. It was the love theme from that.
Jerry Goldsmith wrote so many great movie scores.
Oh, yeah. Apollo 13 and right on down.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you started off with a Leroy Anderson melody, and I have to thank you for this one. I think many people, if they recognize the name Leroy Anderson, only know him from two songs, The Typewriter and Sleigh Ride. You know.
Yes, and this is neither of those. This is Belle of the Ball that we're going to open with. And it's just a sort of a swishy sort of romantic waltz and swooping all over the place. And it was funny because as I was putting this together, I thought, well, what sort of music, instrumental music, sort of epitomizes romance, and really I came up with a waltz, because we just see everybody's always waltzing if they're in love. I don't know, hopefully they know how to dance, but so we've got a couple waltzes on here. One's Belle of the Ball, and one's even more familiar, which is the wonderful waltz from Sleeping Beauty by Tchaikovsky, which of course appeared in the Walt Disney version, and people will recognize that as well.
Disney took basically the suite from the Tchaikovsky Sleeping Beauty and incorporated it nearly every tune in there.
We owe a lot to Walt Disney in terms of getting classical music out there and into the public.
Fantasia and so many others, Dylan, I need to get you involved on this. Of course, with your duties with the orchestra, you get to help tell the story and get people involved and draw the verbal pictures for us.
Absolutely. Well, we start with a fabulous gourmet dinner over at Price Tower. We talked about that a little bit already. With starts from 5 to 7, and we have just very few seats left, and you would have a choice of filet or salmon or risotto and asparagus, then a mixed green salad with dried cranberries and pecans and peppers. It'll be really a tasty meal up there, the 15th floor in the Copper.
Okay.
But I think the really neat thing is we're going to have our maestro to come by and meet everybody before.
It's strolling musicians? Or No.
just him and Miss Montgomery will be coming by as well. Mm-hmm. Shake hands and meet some of those folks. And then for the setup, normally we have the sound bites, but we're not having that this time because of the dinner.
Right.
And the fact that we're having a reception afterwards. So in that community hall in there, we're going to have our sponsor, our media sponsor, Patriot Hyundai, is going to have some cars to peruse and look at some new vehicles. So something different for our symphony goers to participate in.
Well, and the nice thing about it, you often will have a reception, but typically it's for the patrons of the symphony. Everybody's invited.
Everyone's invited, yeah. And it'll be sponsored by Marty and Price Connors, and they have ordered some fabulous desserts from Cup and Cake.
Sounds like a great deal. What are your favorites musically from the concert? What are you looking forward to hearing?
Well, I, of course, being a vocalist, am thrilled to hear Elizabeth Montgomery. She's also going to be doing an outreach for us to the Bartlesville High School Choir on Tuesday.
Okay.
So for the mixed choir students, they're going to have the opportunity to hear her and meet her and find out really how she got to be where she is, where she's performing for symphonies and in her career. And I think that's very encouraging to students. students. And as you know, the symphony's always had outreach to children, but this is a big push that we've had with tying in with either the orchestra or the choir. And this time she'll be there Tuesday. So I'm excited to hear all the musical theater pieces that are coming through. So.
And I think that says a lot of it. I think when we think of, actually words sung by somebody and that orchestral background, frequently we turn to the musical theater mm-hmm. for so many of those great songs.
Mm-hmm. So it's wait till you hear her voice, Charlie. When she calls me, I think, wow, she's just got that southern, just that special Nashville way that she's picked up. I don't think that's really a Northeast Oklahoma accent, but she's a real sweet lady, so I'm excited to hear her perform.
Regional accents are a wonderful thing, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
We'll take a break and invite you to hear more about what's coming up for you this weekend with the symphony in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400 K1, as we continue with Delin and also with Lauren, talking about this weekend's Bartlesville Symphony Concert. And I was mentioning during the break my college voice instructor. Diction was her major thing because tone quality and sound production, all thing was important. I think the number one thing that I remember from her was diction and getting those crisp sounds out there. And the thing that I remember mostly from her was the one phrase, if you can't understand the words in the back of the room, you might as well give it to a trumpet. Mm-hmm. And it works, But
we had a great opportunity, Lauren and I did Friday, looking at one of the high school students that I teach, and she did Glitter and Be Gay. And talking about diction, Katie really did a great job. But I'm looking forward to this weekend to see Elizabeth. She's got a great album. I've been listening to it, and it's just beautiful. Tunes that everyone knows, but I've really fallen in love with her voice. So she will have those on sale as well.
I was hoping you would bring that up. Will she have the CD and do a little bit of autograph signing after or during intermission?
It'll be afterwards, I believe.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
We have the nature of this concert is that it's not any one thing. Mm-hmm. I tried to keep it really mixed up and mashed up so that Elizabeth will be singing four songs or so through the course of the evening. Stephen will be soloing in two or three, and there will be other things, mixing up the Broadway with the light classical. And so it'll be a little bit of everything. And I think that's really to the benefit of the program because, the idea is not to make it starring a singer, not to make it starring a trumpet. It's starring the orchestra, basically, and performing great music that it's just sure to appeal to everybody. Interestingly, we even have a guest conductor this time because on that one piece, when the conductor decides to play the cello, we needed somebody else up there waving his arms, and so we had one built into the trombone section, Greg Carr, mm-hmm. who's one of the school orchestra directors and, of course, really great. His wife, Rhonda, is also one of the school orchestra directors, but she'll be busy playing. So Greg won't be busy playing at that piece, and so Greg will be conducting that one.
Keeping it all in the orchestra family, nonetheless.
It's great. We have so many versatile players. There are many players who do have day jobs as music educators, but we also have many players who have day jobs doing day jobs and just do music in the evenings as either their avocation or their second vocation. And it's a great mix of players. So we're real proud of the Bartlesville Symphony and all that it's become.
You mentioned some of the lighter pieces of classical music that are going to be part of the program. And again, there are so many pieces that invoke love that you could have chosen. How did you manage to I'll say either include or exclude a piece of music on this one? It's got to be some tough decisions for you.
Well, it is. I sort of went after things that were obviously love-related that were called love themes, but not 100%, because as I said, we're doing the waltz from Sleeping Beauty. Mm-hmm. which just has sort of a romantic feel to it.
Once upon a dream.
Yes, and it has the associations we all have with that story of the handsome prince and Sleeping Beauty waltzing their way. But there's one here that's really a little bit, well, there's two that are off the beaten path. One is a love duet from an opera that nobody's probably ever seen by an American composer that is seldom heard, Howard Hanson. Mm-hmm. And he, through the mid-20th century, was composing a lot. But this is a beautiful love theme from his opera, Marymount. And it's just, what it's about is passion building, basically. From the beginning to the end, it just grows and grows and grows and reaches one peak after another. And it's just gorgeous music. And then another similar piece that was written a few years earlier by the opera composer Puccini. And it's an intermezzo from an opera, so it's just an orchestral interlude. Again, very obscure, and I didn't really even know it until just the last few years, but it's an intermezzo from an opera called Manon Lescaut. And it's just the most breathtakingly beautiful thing in the world. It's just astounding. And so we're going to be doing that as well.
This concert's kind of an anniversary of sorts for you, though, isn't it?
Next year, okay.
Facebook article. I need to at least mention that your cover, I believe your photo was on the cover of Bartles Hill Symphony.
It's on the cover of a magazine that I haven't seen yet, but I have seen the picture. Yes.
Well,
if it wasn't for Facebook, we wouldn't know anything in this world. would be. I've had people coming saying, "Where's that magazine?" I say, "I don't know, but I assume it's out by now." So probably if they go around to various outlets around town, they can see it. Yeah, it's fun. They did an article on the symphony and just about the history, the amazing history of this orchestra that dates all the way back to 57 and how it started with a group of interested amateurs who just wanted to play some symphony music. And it grew and grew and grew and continues to grow and develop musically. And we're very proud of where we've come from and where we're headed.
Okay, and of course, RSU-TV, one of our 7 o'clock news sponsors, and opportunity for me to shift attention a little bit to one of our media partners, RSU-TV. I think you people...
Well, it's funny. I did an interview with Sam Jones at RSU-TV last week. And it was broadcast, I don't know, it was Thursday, maybe. But it's on their website, archived, I believe. It was just a 10-minute interview. But the thing I never knew, now Sam Jones, as you would know, Charlie, is a veteran Tulsa news anchor on television, mm-hmm. and he still keeps his foot in it through many different ways, one being this show. He was a music education major. And I did not know that. Mm-hmm. So here I am, you know, between Charlie Tarbaletti and Sam Jones doing these interviews with people who know music. He and I were chatting about Vaslav Nelibel before and after the interview.
He was a guest clinician when I was in high school.
He was a guest clinician for Sam at Arkansas when he was in college. I think that's how that composer made his living, basically, in the 50s and 60s and thereabouts.
It was a contest piece my junior year.
Yeah, and he wrote all this great music, mostly for student orchestras. But he always had a great name, Nelibel, which sounds very American, but actually he was a Czechoslovakian, I think.
Yeah, no relation to the Jeep on the Roy Rogers Show.
right.
But they can watch, you can actually go back and watch that interview. It's really interesting. And I put the link on our Facebook page, the Bartlesville Symphony Orchestra Facebook page.
Okay.
So if anyone would like to see that interview, it was really interesting.
Well, the one thing Sam said, and it is right, is that, and it's not unlike coming here to talk with you, Charlie. You know, we're here to plug a concert. But, you know, Sam said that, you know, this is public radio. This isn't commercial radio. We're not here to do a commercial.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk with you about music. And we talked about music and the arts. And, we plugged the concert a little bit. But it's great fun to do interviews like these with you and with people like Sam where you can get beyond the facts and figures of a concert. Yeah, another concert, another show. Isn't it great? Which it is. But yet, to delve into why we do it, what's behind it, and all the neat things about this weird thing we do called music.
It is.
And it makes the world just a better place.
It does. And I'll leave the reference to the opening song from Kiss Me, Kate, another opening, another show to some other time, and invite you to buy your tickets. Tickets are still available for the concert this weekend.
That's right. You can pick them up at the Bartlesville Community Center.
Okay. And I think there's a link on BartlesvilleSymphonyOrchestra.com or something. What is your...
Bartlesville Symphony.
.org.
Or .com. Either one will get you there.
Okay, thank you very much. have a good time. Start with dinner. There's a ticket or so left for that one. And head on over to the Bartlesville Symphony concert coming up Saturday evening.
The 13th
at 7:30. See you there.
And you'll enjoy it. That's our Community Connection this morning on 1400 K1. Brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church.
If you're looking for a place to get your car repaired, try Grace Automotive. We work on all makes and models: Chevy, Ford, Chrysler,